control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. As we kick off the second hour of the program tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to join Dale over at his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. It's a site full of hundreds of cartoons, most of which have a liberty-oriented theme to them. And very good, very high-quality stuff. Head over to anarchyinyourhead.com. Plus, you'll also get some thoughts from Dale, essays and that sort of thing.
Don't go if you're a fan of Abraham Lincoln.
No.
I wasn't very nice to Abraham Lincoln recently, so.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls. Josh is listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh.
Hey, hello. How
are
you guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Josh?
I wondered what your opinion was on school drug testing.
Well,
yeah.
I'm against government schools in the first place. So if we can get past that part of the this discussion, I think that government schools are just a terrible idea, and that if we really want to have good education, great education, we need to have the marketplace and competition in education, which will lead to innovation and lower costs and things like that.
I would actually broadly
say... Yeah, that's exactly my idea, too.
Yeah. I would even go a step further and say that I would not be a big fan of the whole notion of testing students for drugs in the first place, because
no.
I really would like to start changing the paradigm of this idea that kids can't be responsible and they must be constantly chaperoned and they must obey adults all the time. I think it puts kids in a very vulnerable position to be exploited by adults, sometimes their parents, sometimes by other adults, and it makes them very vulnerable. And we really should be trying, obviously within reason, empowering kids to make their own decisions and start being responsible. And that means not constantly prying into their privacy and treating them like kids forever and ever. At some point, you have to start giving them more, start allowing them more responsibility within reason, age-appropriate responsibility.
I think it's the difference between treating them like they're your subjects or treating them like they are little people, growing human beings.
Be there for kids. We should be there for kids and be there for guidance and be there to teach them things and be there for support, because they aren't totally capable on their own yet. I mean, there's that acknowledgement.
But if they feel like you're breathing down their neck all the time and constantly checking up on them and being very pushy and nosy, if that's the kind of parenting that we're talking about, and I think that's the kind of parent that would drug test, for instance, then they're not going to want to be open with you. They're not going to want to be telling you what they're feeling and what they're thinking and what they're going through in life. They're going to feel like, well, mom's annoying or dad is...
I think exactly. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head with that one.
I think that there's an attitude where that stems from is not so much a desire to support a child so that they can become a responsible adult and take care of themselves and be independent. The attitude comes from wanting to shape the child into a certain kind of person. Instead, there should be this approach of thinking, well, this is a person who's not fully developed yet, and is not fully responsible yet, but I need to support them and protect them and help them to get there, as opposed to this mindset of, I'm going to shape you into the kind of person I want you to be.
So, Josh, you said it, you're agreeing with this. Does that mean you can relate? You sound like one of our
listeners. Yeah, I can relate 100%.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
15, okay. Now, why can you relate?
Because that's just basically the situation I'm in right now. I oppose school drug testing 100%. I contacted my state representatives already and congressmen. I've sent letters to the school board, all of that stuff regarding it.
Well, surely now that they're going to represent you, all the drug rules are going to change. So now it's all problem solved, right?
You've contacted the
representatives. They work for you,
Are you familiar with Mark Emery?
Mark Emery, yes. We've actually had him on the show.
Yeah, I've actually talked to him about it, too, before when he was released out on bail a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah, I actually talked to him about that, too.
What did he have to say?
He said, contact all my state representatives, contact the ACLU, and don't give up till I get answers.
So are they drug testing at your government school?
Yes, randomly, which, from what I read, the Supreme Court only authorizes it for athletes or extracurricular activities, and I'm not in any of those. So
they're not hitting you. So it's only random against the people that are doing extracurricular things.
No, that's what it should be. That's That's what it should be. It's random for every student.
Oh, right, right. Well, see, this is how things work, is the government has its set of rules, and then they just go and they break their rules all over the place, and only once in a while will somebody who has enough money to hire a lawyer actually end up challenging one of their breakings of the rules, and then that actually makes it up to the Supreme Court to where it could be overturned, and
right.
that's 10 years later.
It could be overturned, but sometimes the Supreme Court says, oh, no, they have the right to do that, too.
Yeah.
So they're actually incentivized. The government's incentivized to go beyond its legal limits, and you know, if they are smacked down, there's no punishment for the bureaucrats involved. So it's just like, oh, I guess we can't do that. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, I have no faith in the Supreme Court. It's they're appointed by the president, so.
Well, it's also, even if they were appointed by Congress or anybody else, it still wouldn't change things because there's still people that have the ability to control the apparatus of the state to some extent, that they, you know, they get to determine who the state can aggress against and in what ways it's appropriate for them to aggress. And there's nothing really positive that I think that can come out of a system that is based on a monopoly over coercive force.
Yeah, and so, in the big scheme of things, they really don't. They've got a racket going. Anyone that's in there and is benefiting from that racket doesn't want to threaten, you know, the golden goose.
What happens, Josh, if you don't take the drug test?
It's treated as you were positive, and you get 10 days of in-school suspension.
And then anything else? Like if you get another one?
You have to go to drug and alcohol counseling, which is mandatory.
Is that on the first offense?
Yeah, first offense. Second offense, I believe, is out-of-school suspension. And the third offense is you get expelled from the school.
Right. So how often does this happen? I mean, have any of your friends gotten hit with a test? How many people are tested and how often? You said it was random, so
I'd say about every month or two and about 60 to 70 people are tested, and we have a small school, and there's, like, probably about 100 kids for each grade, so.
And is this just high school, or is it a multi-grade kind
of? Well, in high school, they do it randomly, but in middle school, you have to have your parents' permission, which I don't understand, really, but.
That's kind of weird. So you're in high school, you're 15, and you said there are, you said maybe 400 or 500 kids, and they're doing 60 a month? Was that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty often. So essentially, they are likely to hit everybody during a school year?
They usually actually test the same people over and over again. They say it's random, but they actually characterize people by who their friends are. And if the teachers say they look just basically how people act in class, the teacher
will. Oh, maybe what they're doing is they're actually randomly deciding when to test them. Maybe they're selecting the people they're testing.
Yeah, that's basically how it's going. I know.
Let's take him. He's got long hair. Get him out of here. You know?
I've been tested 4 times in a row.
He sits in the back of the class, slouched down in a seat with his hands in his hoodie pockets.
Yeah.
What is it? How humiliating is the test? Do they actually watch you urinate into a cup, or are you given privacy? What happens?
Well, they give you a small room. They give you the cup, and if you're wearing, I think it's jeans with more than 4 pockets, they search all of your pockets.
Wow.
And then you go into a small room with it's like a closet, basically. It's a toilet, and the toilet water is dyed blue, so you can't fill it up with water. Mm-hmm. They basically make you pee in the cup, and then you give it to the lady, you wash your hands, and leave.
Wow. So you wash your hands with it's not, the room doesn't have a sink.
Yeah, the room doesn't have a sink. It's okay. In the room's like, there's like a little lobby outside the little room where the nurse stands and like stacks all the pee cups and all that.
And so basically, was this little pee closet built for this specific purpose on your school campus? I mean, would it have existed otherwise?
I think it actually existed otherwise. They actually use it as, I think it used to be the old coach's office or the gym teacher's office because there's like a shower in it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not exactly sure what they used to use it for, but that's what I'm thinking.
How long until we have cyber bladders? You know, like an implanted bladder that you can, like, you know, just switch the stream over.
We can actually buy synthesized pee and get it's something willy, but it's actually like a fake penis, and you just press on it and urine comes out of it.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Anybody that's a serious drug user knows about those options and will be prepared. Thank you for the call tonight. Let us know if things continue to develop with that situation, and I'm sorry that you have to deal with that. Call us back some other time and tell us more, because it's always interesting talking to the young people of America and finding out just how much things have changed since I was in government school, for instance. It's only been a decade for me. 12 years. 800-259-9231. That's the number. You bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
duty, honor, family. They're more than words for active and separated members of the U.S. military. You've defended our freedom, and we're here to help your family. This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. You've served your country with honor, and you're entitled to benefits not available to the general public, like buying a home with no down payment, streamlined refinancing, or getting cash out up to 100% of your home's equity. And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com.
The Libertarian Party is at a crossroads. Will it choose the path of political expedience and become the minor league for conservatives, or will it return to the practical and effective mission of driving the libertarian philosophy into the public consciousness? The question will be answered at the St. Louis Convention. The rally begins at takebacktheLP.info.
to take back the LP.info.
All right, 800-259-9231. Right back into your phone calls. Going to KJ in NJ. KJ in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. KJ?
Yes, I'm here.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to thank you guys for having a lot of integrity and for everything that you do for the show. And, you know, God bless you guys.
Well,
I'm from New Jersey, and it's a very touchy subject for me because I lost a loved one in the towers on 9/11. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that those towers came down in a controlled demolition. I know people around this country and around the world don't want to believe it. They don't like to believe it. But it's the cold, hard truth.
Well, what does it mean to you, KJ, if what you're saying is true? And I don't know. I've heard the stories. I've heard the questions. I've heard the claims. Mm-hmm. I think that that some of the claims are interesting, you know, and I think that nobody knows what the real story is. I think the government story is not true, and I think the conspiracy theories are likely also not true. So I don't really know what the real story is. But
okay, can you give me a couple minutes to explain something to you, and hopefully
I don't know if we're going to let you just go on for a couple of minutes without asking questions, but you can, you know,
no, I understand.
You can go ahead and try.
Okay.
I was going to ask you a question, but go ahead.
All right. Basically, it's this. The laws of physics were not suspended that day. The two towers were only designed to take multiple jet plane impacts, which that day obviously proved, being that the towers for 2 hours respectively stood impact after the impact. So the towers covered 220 floors, over 220 acres in length and space, with hundreds of millions of office supplies, desks, chairs, computers, bolts, safes, Xerox machines, faxes, refrigerators. I could go on and on and on and
I'm
on.
I'm sure you
not
could.
To mention, well, not
let me
to
tell
mention,
you, KJ,
hundreds
we
of millions
heard
of tons of decking and concrete as well, and in just 12 seconds, it turned to powder.
We've heard
do you
people,
believe,
KJ, I can tell you, we've heard people go on and on and on for the last decade about this. Now, my question for you is, let's presume what you're saying is true. Let's presume it was a controlled demolition that brought down the towers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that the conspiracy crowd has some real good questions. I mean, Building 7, that's a good question, as far as
absolutely
I'm concerned.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
But my question for you is, presuming it's true, what does it say to you?
What does it say to you? What it says to me is there's people in our shadow government that have an evil agenda, and they're clearly getting it done.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I don't need that, the building, all that stuff you just told me, I don't need that to be true to know that, and I don't think I need that to be true to convince others of that. And so in that sense, I feel like everyone who believes you already, they're convinced, and then there's the other people who are probably, you know, you've given all that evidence, it's been put out there a lot, and the people who don't believe it yet are probably not going to change their minds. And so I don't quite see the productivity of continuing to do that when in fact we already agree with you that there are people in our government with evil agendas. And so I don't need that to be true to know that. And since I don't really know what happened and I'm like a lot of people. I'm in between the extremes on it. I definitely do not believe the full story that's been given to me by our government.
Before I leave, just give me 20 seconds. If you guys can just do me a favor for right now, just close your eyes for 5 seconds, and here's my little analogy, and I'm going to get off.
Don't do this if you're driving, by the way.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
110 stories in respective towers came down to planet Earth in less than 15 seconds. Do people who are listening to this honestly believe what is more logical and common sense to believe how that came down due to fire or high-tech explosives?
What do you want? I don't want to. Hey, don't go away yet. Are you still there?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've got questions. So what
go
do
ahead
you want people? Let's presume that people are hearing you say that because it's been going on now for almost 10 years that people have been positing these ideas. Let's say people are hearing you say that tonight and they're saying to themselves, wow, you know what that guy's saying is making sense. What do you want them to do with this knowledge that there are evil people doing horrific things in government?
Well, first of all, it's not everyone in government. There are people in our government that do wonderful things.
Really?
It's certain. Yes, absolutely.
But you'd have a harder
absolutely
time convincing me of that than of your first story.
Pardon
me? I think that there are people in government that believe they're doing what they can and that they believe they're doing something that's good. But in point of fact, the government itself, no matter who it is we're talking about that's behind the scenes or in front of the scenes or whatever, the government is inherently doing evil because of the way
it
operates.
I agree with that. You're misquoting me. I'm saying there are certain people in our government that do a good job, that do have integrity. That's all I'm saying.
That do, okay, right. But you understand the system itself is corrupt? Like, even if
absolutely.
Okay.
If you could get 9/11 to have them orchestrate it and fool millions of people around the world, obviously they're doing their job.
Wait, what? What was that statement? I didn't understand it.
I said if they can orchestrate 9/11 and fool millions of people around the world, obviously they're doing a pretty good job in, you know, getting their agenda across, is what I'm saying.
Right. So, Mark, did you have a thought?
Yeah, I guess I've got some questions here. I'm going to take this in a different direction, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
What about the Oklahoma City bombing? Was that a ruse conducted by a group of nefarious bad people?
Yes, government I do people. Believe that.
You mean people in the government, Mark, when you say that?
Yeah, people in the government?
Absolutely. I know a lot more about 9/11 than Oklahoma City, but yes, I do believe
it. What about the first World Trade Center bombing that went on?
Yes, I also believe that as well.
The Kennedy assassination?
Anyone who thinks that the magic bullet theory is true has no common sense.
Okay. How about Hurricane Katrina?
I don't know enough about that. I would probably say no.
How about the earthquake that went on just now in
Haiti? I would say no. I don't believe that.
See, I'm just trying to put it together. You do understand that there are people out there in the conspiracy theory crowd that believe that Hurricane Katrina and the earthquake in Haiti.
How about Lizard Man?
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy realist.
Right. I understand what you're saying, but it's what I'm saying is that there's a rabbit hole here, and different people go a different depth in that rabbit hole, and a lot of people decide to.
I agree with that.
Label people that are down that rabbit hole at all conspiracy theorists, and then as a result, they choose not to believe what those people say.
You make an excellent point, and that's the problem. That's the problem with a lot of the 9/11 truthers is the real truthers like myself get a bad name because they go off on this tangent about, you know, no planes hitting the towers.
How long do you plan on being a truther? I've got another conspiracy theory. Let me lay it on you. It's that the Bilderbergers, the elite in the world, I don't know that it's necessarily the Bilderbergers, but the elite in the world actually put out little nuggets, and they have disinformation people out there that try to get people that actually do believe in liberty, the idea that we need to get the government out of our lives and we can handle most of these issues on our own, that they lead them astray and make them sound nuts by putting all these silly stories out there.
That's a good point. I don't know too much. My father knows a lot about the Bilderberg, but I wouldn't put that past them.
I'm just curious. If you don't mind, hang on. I have more questions for you.
I lost the love on the towers.
Tell you what, hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Because I'm just wondering, how long will you be a 9/11 truther? If that's your thing, it's almost 10 years now that it's since it's happened. So how long are you going to spend on this? It's Free Talk Live.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are for free. So enjoy those on us. And they include listening options, 24/7 listening options, like our live streams, broadband and dial-up flavors. We've got a webcam plus listen lines available for you all over at listen.freetalklive.com.
There's one thing that I'd strongly recommend for you to get for your family without hesitation. It would be the Tiger Light T100 non-lethal personal protection device. And it's something that I have in my wife's vehicle. She keeps it Velcroed there, and then she can bring it into the house and that kind of thing. Ian, I just set yours up. I believe in this product, and I think it's a great flashlight and pepper spray thing, combo thing.
Yeah, but don't spray the test canister inside your home.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. It just got some stuff on the floor.
It's just kind of a little scummy-ish when it got onto the floor, but yeah, it's not the intention. Go outside and try it there.
Walk around on socks, you'll slip on it.
Yeah. All right, so 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're on with KJ, and I think he's still with us here. And
Yes, I am. I appreciate you keeping me on the line. I appreciate it.
Thanks for handling the questions because they're meant to be challenging, and I'm glad that you stuck around for them because we've been doing the show for a while, and ever since we've been doing the show, we've been getting phone calls from folks with the various different suggestions about the alleged truth behind the 9/11 attacks. And, despite every time we've addressed it, it comes around every so often, less often nowadays, thankfully, than it has in the past, but it still does pop its head up. And so here you are tonight. And I think it's important to address some of these issues because, as Dale pointed out before, the hosts on this program get it about government. We already agree that government is inherently an institution that commits such great evils and atrocities far beyond what happened on 9/11. I mean, for instance, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, the millions of people from all governments around the world in the 20th century alone that were exterminated in various ways for some greater alleged greater good. I mean, we can just go down the list of evils committed by these governments. And that's just the thing. It's that the conspiracy world, the so-called 9/11 truth movement.
Pardon me, I have to interject here. First of all, I'm not directing this at you, just people in general. I'm sick and tired of people saying conspiracy theory, like I believe in aliens live in my backyard. It's not a conspiracy theory. First of all, the government story is also a conspiracy theory. Most people
don't
realize
what
conspiracy means.
I'll acknowledge that.
I totally get your point, and I think I agree with you.
What term do you prefer?
I prefer it to be a theory which is based on visual evidence, laws of physics, gravity. I mean, I can go on for hours.
Let me try to express my frustration with the number of calls we get about this subject. It's like if you knew this guy who was a serial killer, and let's say he had killed 200 people with fairly good evidence, like they found the bodies buried underneath his basement and everything. And then there was this like group of people who was obsessed with proving that there was this like ambiguous case that had never been solved, and they were obsessed with proving that he had killed that person. He's in jail, he's on death row, and they're obsessing with that's not a good analogy in this case because government's getting away with it. But but it's like, let's say he's getting away with 200 murders, and they're convinced that this one case is going to be the turning point. And that's kind of what it looks like to me. That I see the amount of effort that you're going to convince people of this,
I live right outside New York City. She called me. People, you're not letting me finish. She called me as she was about probably 15 minutes later. She died. Okay, she told me bombs and explosions were going off on the phone. So I don't care what people say. It adds credence to my story, along with other people that called their loved ones and died. Okay, and when people say, "Oh, you know, let it go," screw that. Okay, I will spend the rest of my life trying to prove it. And my life isn't based on 9/11 and getting the truth out. I have a job. I have a college degree. I have a beautiful wife. I have businesses around the world. It that doesn't control my life. But at the same time, I stand up for righteousness and truth. 9/11 being an inside job, is it something I like to believe? Of course not. Is it something I want to believe? Of course not. But it's the god-awful, evil truth. And I would rather know the truth, stand up and fight for justice and righteousness for those poor people that were murdered that day, including one of my best friends, and prayerfully and hopefully bring justice one day.
What kind of justice do you think you're going to get?
Go ahead.
What kind of justice would you like to get?
Subpoena power and let the chips fall where they may.
Who's going to get the subpoena power?
Prayerfully, in due time. I'm not an idiot. I don't live under a rock. I know it may not never happen. I'm not ignorant and naive, but at least I'm going to fight for it and do my best, okay? You know, God ultimately will be the judge of the people that orchestrated, but I'm not going to sit back like a lot of phony Americans out there and not fight for justice. I'm not naive. I realize it may never come out. I recognize that. I'm not stupid. But I'm certainly going to do my best to get the truth out. Okay?
You could spend the rest of your life trying to...
Meaning it's not going to control my life, but I'm certainly going to talk about it.
I don't expect you to suddenly decide that, differently and think differently about what happened. I think it's really more of an issue of how much time you're willing to spend special effort on this particular crime of government. But I understand how it's personal for you because you lost someone you love in there. And so that is a good answer to the question.
And people just like me are doing the same thing. And that should be commended. That should be honored. Okay? And a lot of people, and I'm not saying you guys aren't, and I appreciate you, allowing me to be on for a while. I appreciate that. But a lot of people...
Would it be justice, KJ, if just the federal government just shut down and we didn't have to deal with them tomorrow?
Say that again?
Would it be justice? Would you consider it justice? Would you give up your fight, if you will, if the federal government just crumbled and disappeared next week?
Absolutely not.
Would you get your justice then? I mean, you're certainly never going to get subpoena powers at that point, and that's not going to lead to any kind of... I mean, the federal government would be going away. If a bunch of states seceded and the federal government withered in its power, because it's... I'm sure you believe it was the federal government that was primarily behind this particular act.
No, I never said that. No? I amongst a lot of other 9/11 truthers, believe certain elements in our government orchestrated it, not everyone.
Well, it's not my government. I don't appreciate being included in it.
I'm not like I think my biggest hope is for the people, the evil people in power to lose their power. But I don't see them. I really doubt seeing proper, like, I guess people would say justice, call it justice, if they got punished for the bad things they've done. And I don't see, like, any time, I'm not going to be losing any sleep over whether George Bush, for instance, gets punished for the people the deaths he's responsible
for. Yeah, wouldn't it be more just if the federal government were prohibited in the future from hurting anybody else ever again? Wouldn't that be the ultimate form of justice?
Well,
I guess in a perfect world, but I don't believe that would ever happen.
What do you think is more likely, that the federal government will crumble and disappear eventually, or that you'll actually get some sort of vengeance against certain people who you believe were behind the scenes of 9/11?
First of all, I never. Most 9/11 truthers don't ask for vengeance. I just want.
What
justice.
Do you mean by justice then?
Not vengeance, justice. You know, have them be. Charged whoever was, you know, involved in it, and let them serve time. Like I said, let the chips fall where they may.
You don't consider that vengeance?
God is the judge for vengeance, not me.
Well, if
God really gave a flying flip about it, why would he let it happen in the first place? I mean, couldn't he have handled that?
Pardon me? What was that?
If God gave a flying flip about the justice in the situation, why would he allow it in the first place?
With all due respect, you obviously don't know anything about the Bible. God does.
I've read the Bible three times in the New Testament 7. Well, you just made an accusation, which is freaking accurate. You made an accusation; it's inaccurate. You said I don't know anything about the Bible. I've read it three times through. I've read the New Testament 7.
Can I finish, please?
Yeah, well, yes. Don't make any more inaccurate statements.
Okay. Well, if you read the Bible makes it very clear that God gives people a free will. Okay, and the Bible makes it very clear that the devil and the evil one allows people free will to do what they want. The Bible makes that very clear. God did not have a hand in this. God allows certain things to happen because he gives people a free will and a free choice to do evil things. He doesn't,
I wish you the best of luck in your path. I don't know if you're ever going to get the justice that you seek, and you can keep telling yourself that it's not vengeance, but it sounds to me like if you want to put somebody in a jail cell, that sounds like the desire for revenge to me, and that's vengeance. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-68-
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But just because you can bring up anything you want doesn't mean you're going to get a pass on whatever it is. We're going to question it. We're going to ask you how you feel and why you think what you think and stuff like that. So 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. We gave the features free. Now, if you enjoy this program, we invite you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping over at amazon.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want to create a blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com today to receive your first month completely free at HostGator.com with code FTL.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go, Mark.
Oh, are you going to the phone? I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I definitely want to go to the phone here, unless you wanted to add something real quick.
Yeah, to the gentleman's call who was previously there. I don't understand the spiritual notion that God has control in the world if you believe in free will. And I do believe in free will. I don't believe in the Christian God of the Bible.
Was he saying that God had control in the world?
He was saying if God was willing. And how could God be willing when all the situations are controlled by people with free will if God doesn't get in control of free will? Do you understand what I mean?
So you're pointing out a contradiction in his statement.
Right. It's a contradiction in theology that's relatively common. The belief is it's commonly believed that humans have free will. And I do believe that that is true, but it's also believed that God sort of gets involved. And how can God get involved if you have free will? You have free will.
So pick one or the other.
Right. And, you know, how can God have a perfect plan if all the participants in the plan have the ability to do whatever it is they want?
What's silly to me about the call before it got into that, which kind of veered off subject at that point, but what's silly to me about these calls that we get a lot of is that the government is engaging in such overt crime that I don't know why they expect justice to happen out of this one. I mean, the same, you know, they keep pushing for another investigation, which will be carried out by who? By government, on themselves. And so it's such a futile effort.
A trial to be taken place by a judge who's paid by the same organization.
This is a guy that's gotten away with 200 murders out in public in Times Square of New York, for an analogy. He's been like a sniper that sat and shot 200 people in Times Square, killed every single one of them, and got away with it. And now there's like some little serial murder that happened that they're not even sure about, that they can't, the evidence is kind of sketchy about, and they want to prove, like, that's going to be the deciding thing that's going to get this guy behind bars.
Well, right, though, that it would turn people's minds, like, that this guy has killed so many people so obviously that if we can just prove that he killed that group of people over there, then that'll all of a sudden change it. Even though the same guy has killed, or in this case, the government has killed hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people all around the world.
And they're getting away with these overt crimes right out in the light of day. This one sneaky one, and there's something going on. I don't know what. I'm not 100% in this guy's park. Certainly you're not 100% in the government's story. But there's something going on. They're getting away with something, and
if it's only sheer and utter incompetence.
Yeah, I mean the evidence is compelling. Not enough for me to care though, because like I don't. It doesn't matter if they did or not. I mean that's what it comes down to. It. How long are we going to argue whether they engaged in this conspiracy to do this? When it doesn't matter.
Because there's one more level to it, and that is that the people that tend to believe that this the government is behind, or that's, as he put it, some people in the government are behind it, he used the term shadow government. So the suggestion there is that, well, there's the government you see,
and then there's the evil ones.
The other guys that are behind the scenes, the puppet masters, the ones that are controlling. See, George Bush and Barack Obama, from these people's perspective, are just puppets of the real elites. Now, you know, there may be some truth to that statement.
There is some truth to it, but the real elites aren't that shadowy. I mean, they are politicians, but their puppet masters are pretty much operating out in the open as well.
For the sake of the thought experiment, presume the puppet masters are shadowy. I mean, we don't know who all of the elites are. They try to find out who's going to the Bilderberg meters and all that, as though it matters. Let's say that you do find out down the line, like you managed to convince the American public, you know, this is the fantasy of the 9/11 truther, that they managed to show enough Alex Jones videos to enough Americans to where Americans get convinced that something must be done. And they lobby their legislators, and the legislators do something about it, and they bring up charges, and there's, you know, a court trial, and it's all public, and George W. Bush and a handful of other people.
But these are the elected officials in the first place. The legislators are going
to
bring
it. Let me take it all the way here. So they bring him up on charges, and George W. Bush has to answer for his crimes because he was involved, and so-and-so was involved, and so-and-so, and they, you know, they really stick it to him, right? They really get it. They get exactly what it is that they want. Well, what about the puppet masters? You really think they're going to get caught?
What is really going to change in the big scheme of things?
Who's going to get elected in 2012 or whatever?
Right. If these people are as powerful as you say, George Bush would be in fear for Laura and the rest of his family. I mean, for God's sakes, they'd wipe out everything everyone he ever loved and everything he ever owned. I mean, if these people are that powerful, there's no way George Bush would take that bullet because he would be scared of these people and no one would ever roll. Either A, swindle the election to the point to get their guy in, or B, put all the candidates in the election that are all their guys anyway.
Exactly.
So you've got this situation where it's so scary and hopeless that, you know, why have that even thought process?
And on the second note on free will, I have to say that this is a conversation that gets so tedious for me because I feel like people talk about free will without really talking about what it is.
Let's make a note. We'll come back to free will in hour number three. Let's go in the meantime to the Muslim agorist in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to talk about, I got invited to speak about libertarianism at my mosque, but I like the subject of free will as well.
Okay. Take your pick.
I'll take my first subject first. So my mosque is hosting a sort of political roundtable to initiate the high school students into the political system in America. And they're inviting a representative from each political party, Republican, Democrat, Green, and Libertarian. Well, they couldn't find a member of the Libertarian Party, so they asked me to come and teach these high school students about libertarianism. But I'm not a party libertarian. I'm a philosophical libertarian, And I'm wondering if there's anything you think that's significant that I need to keep in mind as a difference, or if you have any advice on what to do in that situation.
Well, I think that there's a couple of contingents in the Libertarian Party. One of them is that they want to make a party that people will vote for, so that they can get the ideas of freedom out to more people. The second idea is that they want a philosophically pure party, so that they're a better force for educating, because they're never going to get elected, and that wasn't really the purpose anyway. The purpose was to use opportunities like this to educate people.
Okay, so as somebody who has actually had the opportunity, and I haven't done it in a long time, who has had the opportunity to speak to high schoolers about liberty, I would suggest that you just talk about liberty in general and point out to them that you aren't a member of the Libertarian Party. If you want, explain to them why that is. Explain to them that the libertarian movement is much larger than the party. They can't say that. You can't say that about Republicans and Democrats. I mean, Republican and Democrat are names of political parties, whereas libertarian was a word that existed before the Libertarian Party. As I understand it, at least.
Yeah, so, I consider myself part of the libertarian movement. I am definitely not involved within the Libertarian Party.
So give them the big picture. One of the things that I did when I talked to high schoolers was I brought in copies of the world's smallest political quiz, which people can take over at quiz.freetalklive.com. And
I convinced the organizers to have that be part of the program, actually.
You have convinced it, the organizers?
I am working on convincing the organizers that that should be part of the program. Because they want to do like a mock debate or something, but they don't know how to split up the kids by party lines, and so I suggested that that was the way to do it.
That's an interesting idea, but okay, so are you debating with the other guys, or do you have the opportunity to actually present the ideas alone to these youngsters?
No, it's each speaker has an opportunity to present their party, and then there's a short section of question and answer, and then the kids separate, and they sort of are supposed to pick the party, which is just such a ridiculous idea to me, right?
It seems like a poor idea to have young people make a choice that quickly when they're presented with the concepts, but hey, whatever. Just play ball as well as you can within the parameters, and I think already the fact that you're going to be telling these kids, hey, look, there's more to this than just a party, I think that alone is going to pique some interest. And of course, if you take issues that are going to resonate with young people, freedom of, drug freedom, things like that, the drinking age, try to think of what you would have felt would have been really persuasive as a 16-year-old or 14-year-old or whoever it is you'll be talking to, and let us know how it goes, will you?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's a great opportunity. If you can get the chance as a liberty-minded person to speak to a high school class, don't pass it up. Hour number three is coming up. We'll talk about free will. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong, and how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.